And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There are several things that's in my heart to share, but we'll just take it one day at a time and see what God says to us. Wrong book. After a 25-year battle of trying to believe God, helping God out, finally in chapter 18 of Genesis, the Lord comes and some angels appear, and the Lord comes and speaks again that she's going to give birth. And it says in verse 12, "And Sarah laughed to herself, saying, 'After I have become old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?' And the Lord said to Abraham, 'Why did Sarah laugh in saying, "Shall I indeed bear a child when I'm old? Is anything too difficult for the Lord?"'" And that became the turning point for their life when they finally moved from a place of trying to help God to actually believing God, when they realized their capacity and their ability and even their own barrenness or age was not the issue. The issue is, was God a promise keeper? Could God do what he said he would do? Was anything too difficult for him? It was impossible for them. That's why they tried to manipulate and make it happen. But when they finally realized that God is able and he's faithful, and then it was a turning point. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, there's a story about Paul that's kind of the same thing. I was reading, there's an old man who, the sermons of who was old, he died like in 72. But his name was Duncan Campbell. And one of the great revivals, so it only lasted for a few years, was in the, I think it's pronounced Hebrides, or I'm not sure, it's the islands off of Scotland.
Hebrides.
Hebrides, thank you. And it began in a little part of the thing called Lewis Smith Island, or just island together. And Duncan Campbell was a Scottish evangelist, and they got him to come, and there were two old ladies. One of them was named Peggy, the other one was named Christine, I think. And one was 84, one was 82. Peggy was blind and Christine was bent over from arthritis. And yet they prayed for years for revival for those islands. Those islands are really kind of set apart. It's like an old ancient world, really. And God used Duncan Campbell to help bring revival to that area. And as an older man, this was in the 60s when he preached this, because the revival was like from 49 to 53. 1949 to 53. He said this, he said, "When the tide recedes to its last inch, then there's time for the turning." The other thing that he said, I like the way he said it, he said, "Whenever you come to the end of yourself in a matter, then it's the beginning of God in the matter." And that's really what happened with Sarah and Abraham. Because if you remember the chapter earlier, Abraham laughed. And God said, "Well, I tell you what, we're going to name your child Isaac," which means God laughs. Because God always gets the last laugh. It's funny to him that we don't believe. It's funny to him that we're stunned that he can do the impossible. And so we have a tendency to measure our circumstances and situations based on whether I can handle it or not handle it. Is it too difficult for me or not? But that's never the issue. God never does anything in our life based on our adequacy. As a matter of fact, he says, in our weakness is his strength is made perfect. And when we finally come to a place in that particular matter or situation, really the whole Christian life, but situation by situation has worked out, where we've come to the end of ourselves and we remembered it's not about me. And my weakness and my adequacy and my wisdom has never been the issue. The issue is anything too difficult for God? When you come to that place, then there's a turning. That's true geographically in reference to revival too. And so Paul says this, verse 8 of 2 Corinthians 1. "For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the very sentence of death within ourselves." Not outside circumstantially, Paul just came to a place where he had to die to being able to do anything about this situation that was beyond, he says, his strength. That's not a bad place to be. That's the best place to be, is when you come to a place where you realize this and every other situation, including temptation of Christian life, is beyond your strength. When you embrace the sentence of death. He said, we had the sentence of death within ourselves in order that we should stop trusting in ourselves, but start trusting in God who raises the dead. That's really the bottom line. If he can raise the dead, and he lives inside of you, then is there anything you're going to ever face that's too difficult for him? That's all we've been saying the last couple weeks. The Christian life is lived by promise, not by self-effort. It's by promise. God, who's able to keep his promise. In Romans chapter 4, it sort of sums up Abraham and Sarah's experience. Now, this is at the end of the 25-year period when they've been trying to make this thing happen. Now they're both too old, and she's been barren all of her life. And he says this, and without becoming weak in faith, this is after 25 years of living weak in faith, he contemplated his own body, now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith because he just kept giving glory to God no matter what he saw, no matter how it felt, no matter what anybody said. And being fully assured that what God had promised, he, God, was able to perform. That's the Christian life. If you find yourself in a situation where it's beyond your strength, where you've come to the end of yourself, that's the sentence of death. Don't despair at that. Rejoice at that, because now it's the beginning of God in that situation. If you'll just believe. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.